All right, so this past week's parsha, we saw the pasuk. One of my favorite psukim in the Torah says, "Lo yisavashal gediva chalevi mayim." So we'll talk a little bit about some of the halachos of basal chalav.
Which one is your favorite?
They're all favorites. So we know that there's three times in the Torah. There's three times in the Torah where it says the pasuk of Leisavashim Gediba Chalevimai. So, what are the three things come to tell us? So, if you'll see on the first page there, I got the just jumped right to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber starts off Simon Tezai and Halacha Aleph Kosev B'Tayra Leisavashim Gediba Chalevimai Gimel Panim. Says it three times. Echad LeIsra Bishul, Echad LeIsra Achila, VeEchad LeIsra Hanan. So each one is coming to teach you a different thing. One's that you can't cook basal v'chalav, even if you have no intention of eating it. One is that you cannot eat basal v'chalav together, and one is that you cannot have any anah from it. You can't have a business out of basal v'chalav. So then, v'hoitzi achila b'loshen bishul. If you look, by the way, if you look in Unkelis, when he says, l'isvashal gediba chalavimai, Unkelis says there that you should not l'isechlon, you should not eat basal v'chalav together. That's how he teaches like Sevashim. That's in this week's parsha. So why do we say a lashon of achila in a lashon of bishul? Like Sevashim do the chalav imay. You should say you should not eat. Right, basal v'chalav. Loimar she'enei asim in atayra ella derech bishul. Big cloud of basal v'chalav that is only asim in araisa if you eat it when it is cooked derech bishul. The normal way that you cook something, then you're going to be asim. Then it's going to be asim in araisa to eat it. Aval midrabanan aser b'chalini, but midrabanan is going to be aser however you eat it. So if you take a cold piece of cheese and you slap it on your cold piece of hamburger that you had from last night and you eat it together, there is no iser d'araisa there at all. There's only an iser d'rabanan. Not only, but there's an iser d'rabanan in that case. If you cook it together, then you're going to be over an iser of aser b'chalini. So, right away, the Pesach Yeshuva says in Sefkat Aleph that we said that you can that it's only usher if you have it derech bishul. If you cook it derech bishul, what happens if you eat it shaloi ke derech achila? I guess the partial example is let's say you put it into the IV. Let's say they want to put an IV. You know, the guy needs certain nutrients, and the way that they want to do it is give, you know, have basal v'chalav in there somehow. So can you put the IV in the guy and feed him basal v'chalav that way? Or let's say, in other cases, let's say you cook basal v'chalav together.
No, though.
Huh?
Then you might be having
no. Oh, because you're getting better, I hear. That's. But any time you're going to have it, I'll tell you in a second. But then we have another case, let's say, the Rosh Hashanah talks about a case of, let's say you have basal v'chalav cooked together, and then you threw in some really disgusting ingredient that made it really putrid. And then you eat it. So is that going to be a problem of midaraisa? So the Pesach Yeshuva right away says that even if you eat it shalaki derech achila and hana, it's still going to be awesome midaraisa. Still going to be awesome midaraisa. So we have to separate, huh? Even if you eat it shalaki derech achila, let's say it's not the normal way to eat it like this. But still, as long as it was cooked together, the normal way that it's normally cooked together, so then there's going to be a problem. Okay. So what does it mean? What's derech?
Why is that because it doesn't say in the Torah achila?
What? That's what?
Why is it different than al yisurim in the Torah?
Oh, so al yisurim. So that's the point is that al yisurim in the Torah, no, only us to eat. Only us to eat something. You know, let's say arlo, a klein. It's only us to eat it. There's no iser to make klein or to make arlo or anything other than eating. But basal v'chalav there is, I mean, because it says three times in the Torah, let's fashion it anyway. But that's...
Because it doesn't use the lashon achila in the Torah.
Well, so then what?
That's why we say even shalai kedar achila.
Oh, why even shalai kedar achila? Yeah, and I'm not sure. Yeah. Okay, so what does it mean? What's shalai kedar achila? How do you cook something, but it's not the derech to cook it that way? So the shach, if you look at it, the top shach says that the way to do that is like they kavush or malicha. So, in halacha, malicha takes on certain as if melicha as if is as if it's boiling hot. When you salt something very very much, it's as if that thing is very hot. So if let's say you salt a piece of meat, and then you slap a piece of cheese on there, and there's so much salt there that it's as if halachically it's considered that it's raseach. So then if you slap a piece of cheese on there, that's even though it's cooking, that's not considered derech bishul. Another idea is if, let's say, it's kavush. We know if something is soaking for 24 hours, so that also has a din of, the Gemara says, kavush is kimavushal. So even though normally we say kavush kimavushal, but since it's not the derech to cook it that way, so that's not going to be an isiv minaraisa. Rabbanah is going to be isiv derabanan, it's going to not be isiv derabanan. Now, what Shlomo was first thinking is, what about barbecuing? And what about if you're going to be frying something? Bishul, normally when we talk about bishul, we're talking about bishul where you're cooking it in water. That's how we understand bishul to be. You're cooking it with raitiv or with water.
Frying and broiling is not considered bishul.
So yeah, so frying, so that's the, so it's not called bishul. There's another name that we call it. The question is that considered derech bishul? Is it normally you're frying a piece of chicken? Is that considered bishul, or is that not considered bishul? What's the nachmanid? The nachmanid is going to be whether you're going to be asking the rice in it, right? Because the only time you're asking the rice is if it's derech bishul. So let's say you fry something. What about frying? So is frying considered derech bishul? So so on this, the Pesach Shua brings in Sukkot Gimel. He brings down that the Pri Chodesh says that Tegan isn't considered bishul. Look at Sukkot Gimel. I underlined it, but that was for myself. Right? So the Pri Chodesh says that Tigun is frying. So Tigun is b'chol bishul. Tigun is bishul. However, he says, he brings from the Minchas Yaakov and others who hold that no, Tigun is not considered bishul. So he brings on the Machlekes, whether frying is considered bishul or not. Okay? What about roasting? Now you can also cook something without frying it, but you can cook it without water. So that's what the Gemara calls roasting. So if you're roasting something, what about that? Is that considered?
When you roast something, don't you always add water to the pot?
So the way that the Paiskim and the Gemara talks about roasting is when there's not enough water to be considered bishul. There's enough water, it's considered bishul. There's not enough water, and you're cooking it the way that you normally cook it, but there's no water, then that's called roasting. That's called sleep. Sleep is when there's not enough water, not a lot of water. So if you look at Kiv Eger brings down the first in Pei Zayin al Adar Bishol. Ayin Pri Chadash, the Gam Tzli V'Iroi. Iroi is, let's say you pour boiling hot water over something. So if you pour boiling hot water over a piece of meat and cheese or whatever, is that considered Bishol or not? So the Kiv Eger brings down from Pri Chadash that is considered Midaraisa. That's considered a cooking Midaraisa. So Kipshutai, frying and roasting and even pouring boiling hot water over something, that is enough called derech bishul that you're going to get into the problem of it being a nisa deraisa. Okay. So now I have a gevaldige etzah. Okay. We know that there's a klal ein bishul achra bishul. Yeah. So I have a great eitz. I want to go and make myself a cheeseburger. So what I'll do is very simple. I'll be mavashal the burger, right? I won't cook it raw with the cheese. I'll cook the burger. I'll heat up the cheese and I'll cook the cheese in whatever way, or I'll heat up the milk, whatever. I'll cook the milk, and then now that they're both cooked, now I'll cook them together because ein bishul achra bishul. Right? We know the concept of ein bishul achra bishul, right?
It's great.
It's a great idea, right? Why can't you do this, right? So we've never done this.
But Rabbanan would still be awesome.
Yeah, Rabbanan would be awesome. You can have two cold things together, yeah. So the Goli Marshal brings this on the bottom of the page. Goli Marshal, you can't really see it, it's a little cut off. But he says there that the only time you're saying Mishlach HaMishal is going to get a Shabbos. You're not going to say it. A cute svara, but it's not going
to
work over here.
It only applies to...
It's only going to apply for Shabbos. Alright. Um, What about, okay, so now let's take a look at the Ramah. And the Ramah says, Kol basar b'chalav she'ein le'asa min ha'teira mutar b'hana. Have it? So any basar b'chalav that's on asa min ha'teira is going to be mutar with hana. So we said there's three things, right? Tells you three things. We said it three times to tell you three different yisurim: Isra achila, Isra bishul, and Isra hana. But what then? Mechaber said that that's only asmina. It's only asmina tayra and erech bishul. But mirabanan, everything's us. So mirabanan, let's say something that's us mirabanan. Is it going to be aser and achila mirabanan, hana mirabanan, and bishul mirabanan, or is it only going to be aser and achila? So comes the Ramah says that the only time something's going to be asr when it's mirabanan is only going to be an achila. Yeah? That's what the Ramah says. Kol bas mechal shen asr mehtayra mutar b'hana. Okay? What's an example of something that's asr mirabanan? So if number one, like we said, if it's not their official, right, that's an obvious one. And the Shach brings down that also chicken. Let's see if bus right. So you have chicken that's cooked with cheese. So chicken that's cooked with cheese, since it's not real meat, that wouldn't be considered a midrash. Now really it's a machlekes in the Gemara, it seems to be a machlekes in the Gemara. But most poskim go that chicken is only asur mirabanan. Okay? So the Shach says the vaser oif b'chalav she'ena aser ba'achila el midrabanan mutar b'hana af midrabanan. So the Rabbanan came to say that things that are aser midrabanan, it's only coming to say things that are aser midrabanan to eat, but not going to be aser with hana.
So they're also not
aser
to cook it?
So be no aser to cook it either. Right. So then, but then he brings down the Rambam, which I have it underlined a few lines later, the loy k'masha kosav habach. The das harabam the baser oif b'chol of aser b'hana min rabbanon kemoisha aser b'achila min rabbanon. He brings down from the Ram, according to the Bach, this is a das yof. The Bach, and I think it's one of the sheet that holds like this. The Bach holds that the Rambam holds that something that's going to be aser rabbanon is also going to be aser b'hana. So what's the simple example? Is let's say somebody cooked chicken and meat together, chicken and cheese together, or somehow it got mixed in there, and you want to go sell it to your goy, neighbor. So if it's meat, real meat, then we know you can't sell. You know, it's aser b'hana. You got to throw it down the toilet. But if it's chicken and cheese, you want to go sell it to your neighbor. Can you do that? So according to the way the Bach learned the Rambam, you can't sell it because it's aser b'hana. Even though it's only mirabanan, but mirabanan is going to be aser b'hana. But according to most paiskim, according to the way that the Ramah is learning, the way that the Shach is learning, that it's going to be fine. So l'alach l'maisa, it would seem that you'd be allowed to sell a piece of chicken that got mixed up with cheese. You're allowed to be nana from that. Okay.
Not like the Rambam,
right? That's how it seems that most places are going. Not like the Rambam. So, if you take a look at the first, this is very interesting. Take a look at the first, the Piskei Tshuvos of Katan Beis. So this is going on the Ramah. The Ramah said that Basar B'Chalav, right, anything that's Basar B'Chalav that's Asur Min Rabbanan is going to be, this is going on the Mechaber that says that a regular din of Basar B'Chalav is going to be Asur B'Hana. So Piskei Tshuvos says, he brings on the Shaila, are you going to get Malkus for having Hana? Right, let's say you have your nene from basar b'chalav, real basar b'chalav, mineraisa, real piece of meat, and you have a vashlin and water and cheese and clay, we can make everything all mixed together, and that's how you cooked it, and now you want to be nene, so you go and you sell it to a goy. You get the hana, you get Edom and Asra. So Shilas, do you get Malkus for having hana? Okay? So he brings down, he says that the Rambam holds that you do not get Malkus.
How can you prove hana?
He sold it.
So
he got the money.
Maybe it caused him pain. Hana is a subjective thing. It's pleasure. How do you know if a person's in pleasure?
But you have the same way, wouldn't
you? He has so much money, like, money doesn't mean anything.
No, who knows? Maybe he did it in the hafiz. I don't know. Who knows?
So, I mean, if you...
Hana is subjective. It's completely subjective.
I mean, Hana, if you're talking about feeling, but if you're talking about getting monetary value for that can be Hana. That's Hana.
Is that included in the definition of Hana?
Yeah, sure.
What would
be
shampoo out of Bottle of
Hala?
Yeah. Is there Shiloh? Yeah. The Gemara says the whole Shiloh, whether you allow to even give it to whether you allow to give it to a dog. They allow to give Bottle of Hala to a dog.
Is it the same type of shampoo?
Okay, so he brings down that the Rambam holds that you do not get malchus, and he brings down another person holds you do get malchus. And I mean, that's the shot. Well, you have something that's also midaraisa v'hana, and then you have hana. So the Rambam holds you do not get malchus, and the other person holds you do get malchus. What's negay of his manazah? Who cares about whether you get malchus or not? Somebody wants to get, so let's say, it was Mazda, you don't get Malkus. So a guy wants to go open a McDonald's and own a McDonald's, and even though they're serving Basal Chala, and he's making a ton of money of it, but he's not going to get Malkus, because there's no Malkus. So what's practical, what's practically Malkus? So if you take a look, the Pesach Tshuva here says, right, he says, V'hayo like al ana dasaram the inalike. So you have to look at what he says, the Berhetiv, in which I printed for you, which is the next page. So in Simen Tez Zayin, if you look at the Berhetiv Sif Katan Yud, so we're going to skip the first few lines because it's talking about Shkita, Ilsa Shkita, we're not going to get involved with that. But then he says, V'nafkamina. The nafka is the last one line. You see it? It's the bear hated, sivkat and yud. Next page. What's the nafkamina, whether someone gets malchus b'zman hazeh? Like the bear hated nafkamina, afilo didan mashalikin, the oz have a puzzle with edis minatayv. You're going to be puzzle edis?
This is referring to, I mean, the right, even over the
raisa. We're talking about yisui deraisa. So we see from it anytime you have an issa deraisa where you're going to get malchus for it, so bizman is it, and nafkamina is that you're going to be pasul for edus. So if you know a guy by someone, that's a guy by chasna, that you have to have kasher edim. If you know the guy was ivory soon that are really he's chayv malchus and he's pasul for edus. So as he says, like v'chein le'inyan kiddusha isha. So that's going to be the nafkamina
bezman. Does it need hasra and all that type of stuff?
So I don't know. I don't know if you need that in order to puzzle edus. Mm-hmm. It could be you just need for malchus you need that, but
right.
For puzzle edus it could be just if you happen to know that this guy's labor you assume that you would be mechayv malchus on.
I mean malchus or if he's about, let's say he's a Baal Tshuva type guy.
No, if he doesn't know, he doesn't know. I don't know. We have to look into that postulatus.
To be postulatus, you have to be probably the Averis Amazing, I think, don't you?
To be postulatus, I imagine. I can't imagine someone's ever
Beshagi. Everybody would be a postulate.
Yeah.
But everybody has Averis Beshagi.
Yeah, okay, so... I forgot to mention one thing, that basically Tshuva holds, remember we spoke about frying. It's about when you're frying something, so it's a shayla whether that's going to be iser, it's an iser midaraisa, or if it's only iser midabonim. So he brought to the machlekes, and at the end of the day he says that the makim that there's going to be a hefsin meruba, you can be meikel. So normally the way that we're naming on is that everything is derech bishul that we're familiar with, frying, roasting, cooking, everything's going to be also midaraisa. But if let's say you fried a lot of chicken, and you realize that you were frying it the whole time in the milchiga pot, or you were somehow frying it in milchiga oil, you didn't realize it was milchiga oil then. So you're frying and you made a ton of schnitzel. Now you can't eat it. Now you can't eat. But what about you got all this schnitzel? You want to go down to the corner over there?
Bye.
And you want to sell them all this gewaltige schnitzel? So then, the Bitzvah Tshuva says that if you're going to stand to lose a lot of money, then you can be meikel and say it's only us midrabanan and not going to Rambam. Right, the Rambam holds that it's also Rambam, even Rabbanan. Anything that's also Rabbanan is going to be also Rabbanan. But the coin is fine. Okay, so then the next halacha, which is the next page, we talked about, we said, Lo Yisavashel Gedi B'Chalei B'Mai, right? So we said, you cannot cook a Gedi. What about other animals, other meat? So the Mechaber obviously says, he says, yeah, of course it's not limiting to Gedi. Gedi Lav Dafka, Huadin Shor Seve'ez, Loishna B'Chalei B'Mai, Loishna B'Chalei Acheres, it can be in any type of milk. Obviously it doesn't make a difference as long as you're cooking milk and meat together. That's going to be a problem. Why it's like because the very cost of the hype. Okay, not so much. Then we have the next halach, which gets us into a little interesting sugya.
Okay, do we have that page?
Oh, I didn't print. Oh, okay, fine. I didn't print it off.
You just repeat that last.
I forgot to print that off. Okay, sorry.
You just repeat that last thing.
Yeah, the mechaber says that the next halach is that when the pasuk says like sabashal gedi, b'chalei b'mai, so that's only what? It's only goat. You know how to cook goat meat with milk? So the Mechaber is just saying, obviously, it's not just goat meat. You bring it coming from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Gedi is lav dafka, any type of meat.
Yeah.
Any type of real meat. You know, chicken already is a different job, but any type of real.
Why specifically mentioned Gedi?
Yeah, because that's just deeper cause of a haven. I mean, I guess that was the normal.
Gedi means a young animal. I don't know if it's with Gedi, I don't know if it's stam Gedi, but it's not necessarily a goat. I think Gedi means a young.
Oh, it just means young animal?
I think so. But even so, that the Gemara is still saying that it's not only young animals, the Barakas of Bahai, maybe that's.
Oh, really?
I think so. It always says Gedi'izim.
Oh, so Gedi means just young.
I think so. Right.
First time I heard that. Okay, fine. I always thought Gedi, I was learning my whole life wrong. I always thought Gedi was a goat.
So what is it?
He's saying it just means a young animal.
Oh, any animal?
I think so.
I know.
Not a cow, though.
I know, but the Mechaber says, Hu Adin, Shor Seve'ez.
As far as I know, what?
Shor Seve'ez also. Shor Seve'ez. The Gemara says not Lav Dafka Gedi, also Shor Seve'ez.
See, it says A's, right? So.
Yeah, but what's short? What's putting Hu Adin, Shor Seve'ez? And Gedi just means a young animal.
Maybe those are adults.
Adults?
It says A's, right? So.
Yeah. It says A's.
Yeah, you're right.
What? Oh, okay, so you get, that's one to get to next. So then. Now, the next halacha says that the only time you have an isser, basar b'chalav, minaraisa, is when you have basar behema tahaira with chalav behema tahaira. That's your makom chalav Yisrael. Now, if you go ahead and cook basar, you go cook basar, are you not even minaraisa? Okay, that's just making what's honest. But, so, kibshuta, yeah, basar behema tahaira, b'chalav behema tahaira is the only problem. But if you have tame, if you also have a trefa, you take trefa meat and you cook it with milk or cheese.
Yeah.
It's going to be only aser.
You mean trefa meat, trefa min? You mean?
If you take tre. Oh yeah, you take a trefa min. Yeah, I'm sorry, like chazer. Yeah. So if you take tameya, basa tameya, b'chal of tahira, then there's not going to be an iser of. Bas v'chalav, and it's only going to be aser midirabba. Okay, so it's going to be mutter bishlanas. So the shaila is, can I work in a McDonald's? Am I allowed to work in a McDonald's where they're serving, you know, chazer or whatever? You know, unless you want to work in some place where they're serving tray for meat. But they're also serving tray for meat with milk, and part of your job is you have to go heat up this, you have to go cook this, meat, this tray for meat. But the thing, I'm not going to eat it, but you're going to get hanah. That's you getting your paycheck.
Like only serving
So that's the thing, yeah. So trefi, that's where it gets a little more technical shiloh, which we're not going to deal with now. Let's say if you just want to work somewhere where they're serving chazer,
right.
and you want to cook it with cheese, so that's fine. If you're just doing that for your livelihood, that's fine. Okay, so. So what about when you have kosher meat? Which is aser because of a different reason, like you're saying treif or neveil. Okay, so let's say you have treif of meat or neveila, and you want to cook it with chalav. So is that can be considered? Is that considered kibbutz chalav minaraisa? It's kosher, right? It's from a behema tahira,
yes.
And then just the meat became treif or became a neveila. So that's the next page. That's what the Rambam says. Look at the Rambam. It's halacha vav. Starts on one page, goes to the other page. Avo. Pretty good how I got them both on the same page. I just saw I blotted out. No, the one before the page. Halacha vav, all the way in the bottom, last line. Avo, hamavashel basar mesa. Aichela. If you're cooking basar mesa, like a nevela, or chela, ukiyoitza behen bechala, loike al bishuloi, ve'eina loike al achilase. So then, it sounds like you're saying it's only usher to be mevashel, but you're not going to get, there's no iser mineraisa to eat it. Al tzvash v'chol. Now, of course, there's an iser mineraisa to eat it al tzvela, and trade. But he's saying, "Asbas mechal is no." He said, "Why? We know this klal she ain iser bas mechal of chal alis nevela iser chal chel. She ain kan lo iser chel the lo iser ma'aser lo iser bas achas." The only time that we say iser is chal iser, normally we say ain iser chal iser, right? So you have the iser of nevela or treifa or chel, and then you have the iser of bas mechal that's trying to come on top. We don't let it come on top because there's one iser already there. Ain iser chal iser. There's already issa to eat it because in the Vela, there's not going to be an issa to eat it out of Tzvas Mechala. You cannot get, you're not going to be over to Yisroel. A guy takes the Vela and he cooks it with cheese. Mm-hmm. So he's only going to be Chayim Malchus once for eating the Vela. There's going to be no issa Tzvas Mechala. That's the Rambam says.
It's different like when it's Hilchos Shabbos, when you could be over many Yisroel at once.
Yeah.
This is Yisroel and that this is not.
Well, I mean, I don't. Yeah. By Shabbos, they can be doing one ma'aser, but I have a bunch of yisurim. But here, once something's normally say, once something's aser. So then the only time, now, this is important, the Rambam says, the only time the anus and the chalaser, we don't apply that, is by three situations. If it's chal at the same time, the basachas, so then one doesn't knock out the other, they both chal at the same time. Or if you have something called iser kailul or iser maisiv. Okay? Iser maisiv is what we're going to be dealing with in a second. Isser Maisiv is when this Isser that's being chal now is not only going to aser one thing, it's going to aser two actions. So let's say, in this case, this would be the most simple case, this is what they ask. They ask, so let's say you have Nevela, and you cooked it with Basar Chalav. How many Yisurim are there by Isser Nevela? Just one, to eat it. Right? The only time that you have Isser Anah is very special cases, or Isser Bishal. So Nevela is also ready to Ichila. Now you cook it in the chalav. So now, not only are you going to be over an isra, not only does basar chalav bring with it an isra achila, but it also brings with it an isra hana, right? So if you're, so the kash that they ask in the Rambam is, why is there no isra maisav here? There is isra maisav. Normally when you say ain isra chal isra is when you have one isra achila, and then another isra achila wants to be chal, we don't let it be chal. So that's what the Rambam is saying. Nevela is isra achila, it's nevela. So Bas Mechal of Isser is not going to be Chal on it because it's Usser already in Achil. But we know when there is an Isser Maisif, when Bas Mechal is bringing with it another Isser, then the same way they say, just like the other Isser is Chal, so too the Isser of Achil will be Chal. Right? So all they'll ask in the Rambam, what do you mean? Bas Mechal is Usser Behana. So now the Isser Hano will be Chal, once the Isser Hano will be Chal, so then the Isser Achil will also be Chal. That's the kasha they're asking about.
So it should be two isurim.
Yeah, if you eat that nevela that's cooked in chalav, you should be over out this nevela, and you should be over out isur basav chalav. That's what they're asking about. Okay, so the Rambam says, the next page, this is in the Pirush Mishnayos on Krisus. The Rambam says, and it's the last column on the left, and we're going to start from V'yesh Bema. There's two dots, and then it's like literally almost a little bit below halfway down. The last one in line is Bema. There's two dots in the middle. It's almost about halfway down. It's the only two dots there.
What are the words?
V'yesh Bema. Okay, so let's take a look at this thing, and I might need your help to understand what's going on. So V'yesh Bema. Shenasanu binasatnu, ashav nekuda nefla. This is what everybody refers to as nekuda ha-nefla. Asking them to look at Basar Mechalav, they say, What's the kula hanafla the Rama? Oh, the kula hanafla, the kula hanafla. This is the kula hanafla. The special point. Anu miyadin aleil, you have to testify about it. Lefi shehi mafteach le'inyonim acherim. This is the key to other inyonim. Umoysef amashi yeshba midiktu ka'iyin. It adds on to what we were reading the Ma'ayin. Vezeshi yaduahu shabasa b'chalam asa b'hanah. So we have chaylev, which is we know is only aser to eat. It's mutter b'hana, and we have basa b'chalav, which you know is aser b'hana. Lichashe yivayshel hachaylev imachalav. Lama einay chal iser basa b'chalav al iser chaylev. This is our kasha. Why is the iser basa b'chalav not chal on the chaylev? V'hu ahekish b'nevelos. Same idea with nevelos. Shehu Isser Meisiv. K'moy Shav Marim Kan B'chelev HaKadoshim. Okay, same way we say B'chelev HaKadoshim. Okay, now let's go down to V'hatshuva. Just a little bit later. This is the answer, right? This is the Nekuda HaNefla. This is something, this is the Mafteach. This is going to open up all the storehouses of Basar B'chelev. V'hatshuva Al Zeh. Shebasar B'chelev Nesar B'hano Mipnei Sha'asru HaKosav V'achila. The reason why it's asur b'hana is because the Torah asks with achila. K'may shekdanu shekol isur ho achila isur b'hana. Anything that's asur achila, like the Chaim Leach kind of like said before, anytime you eat something, you're eating hana, right? So anytime that the Torah says something's asur to eat, you know, it's also saying that it's asur b'hana. That's part of what an isur achila is. So you're not. It's not like there's two separate isur, isur achila, isur hana. When the Torah says it's also to eat something, the inclusive in that is obviously getting anah from it. Because when you eat something, you're getting anah. So obviously the Torah is saying that it's also to have a certain level of anah. Ad sheyifru l'cha hakosav. Until the Torah says specifically, there's an Isra hanah here. Once the Torah says there's two separate Yisurim, Isra hanah and Isra achila, then we see two separate Yisurim. But if the Torah never says befeirish that there's an Isra achila and there's an Isra hanah, then inclusive, the reason why there's an Isra Hanah is because it's inclusive in the Isra Achil. So by Basar B'chalav, it doesn't say that there's a specific Isra Hanah. It just says, Lo Yisav Ashlag L'Bechal L'Gumenah. We've darshan out there that you cannot have Hanah. But the Torah never said B'feirish that there's an Isra Hanah. Masha'en came by certain things that there is an Isra Hanah, then the Torah says specifically, that's a different story. Okay, so now, when we come to say, let's see if he says this, he speaks out clearly. Lufika. You have that? Let's skip like a line or two. Lufika. Kisha anu ayrin. Ein iser chal al iser. La yichal iser bas v'chal al iser nevela. V'le hayo aser behano. Therefore, we're not going to say by ein iser chal al iser that the iser bas v'chal is going to be chal because of iser hanah. So again, his kasha was that because there's an Isra Hanah by Basar B'chalav, that should be considered Isra Maisav. And now, once the Isra Hanah will be Chal, now the Isra Achila will be Chal. Like the Rambam, in Pirush Mishnayos, no. Isra Hanah is inclusive as an Isra Achila. So if the Isra Achila is not going to be Chal because of an Isra Chal Isra, I cannot make the Hanah be Chal separately unless there's a separate pasuk. If there's a separate pasuk that tells me that there's an Isra Hanah, then that's called Isra Maisav. But just because something is Asr B'Hanah, it's really all coming from the Isra Achila. The Isra Achila is really what's Asr here. And the Hanah follows the Isra Achila, because anytime you eat something, you get Hanah. Right? So the Rambam is saying that's not called Isra Maisav. Because that Hanah stems from the Isra Achila. Unless you have two separate psukim, one's the Isra Hanah, one's the Isra Achila, then, okay, I see that there's a separate Isra Hanah here. Once that's chal, then there's achilo bichal. But by basa b'chalav, so if I cook nevela in chalav, there's not going to be a separate Isra basa b'chalav because ain't Isra chal Isra. I Isra Maisav? No. You don't say Isra Maisav because since the Isra Hanah is all stemming from the Isra Achila, so then that's not called Isra Maisav. Isra Maisav is only when there's a completely separate Isra Hanah. And that's how the Mepharshim understand this. Rambam over here, some are chaylik, there's machlekes over here, but this is the Nekuda HaNefla that we take with us, why why if you cook nevela in chalav, there's not going to be an iser of hana. Because this is not really what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber is not talking about this. The Mechaber is talking about when you have tmeya. you have a piece of chaz or something, you want to cook with it. Okay. Alright, so just something quick on the parsha. The pasuk in this parsha, parsha is Vayakal. This is on the Kizisa. But Vayakal, I'm not going to let that pasuk go without telling you. So the pasuk says, V'chol chacham leiv v'chem yavoy v'yasu. This is in Vayakal, talking about making Mishkan. So Betzal, we know that there's a tzibui and Betzal to make the Mishkan, but the pasuk also says b'chol chacham leiv. Anybody who's a smart person, come and help out with the Mishkan. So Ramesha says that everybody knows that the tzibui was be'ikar on Betzal. So why should there be a tzibui on everybody to go help out with the Mishkan? The team was, well, look, I called Ray, Karasi B'Shea, you know, Betzal, Manuri, and Yalai, they called it Betzal, and Aholiyah, but they're going to take care of it. So he says, Moshe says a beautiful thing, he says that the Torah is trying to teach us that you have to understand that sometimes, right, there's a gadol in the city, or sometimes there's someone who's taking care of something. So you think that there's no chiyavan you really to do anything because that person's taking care of it. So Moshe, I'm saying, no. If Betzal for some reason can't handle it, so then every single person has a chiyuv. Everybody starts with chiyuv, and then okay, so Betzal is gonna he's in charge, so he's gonna take care of everything. But don't think that your chiyuv gets any less. You still have the same chiyuv. So in a situation where that person's not going to be around, so then you have the same chiyuv. That's what he says that a lot of times people take on big projects in the city. Or whatever, they take on these, you know, and they're running it. They're running the city, or they're running. So people feel that their chiyuv is not, I'll be busy with it. It's not my chiyuv anymore because this person's taking care of it. So I'm saying that this is what the Torah is teaching. Don't think that your chiyuv is not. As soon as that person would not, you know, for whatever reason, that person's not able to do it, so then you would right away be mechayiv. So he says same thing with making yeshivas. He says even though a lot of the gedolim make the tzivos. So he says, but if there's a gadol around, then you shouldn't go. Try to make your own thing because he's taking care of it. But he says that. But he says, okay, once the person's not available to take care of it, your chiv is the same chiv, and you have to go. You know, even you shouldn't say, "Oh, I'm too small. I'm not. How can I handle it? I have to." That's the last.